Hoa tells family to remove cross from lawn's Christmas display. By Amy Furr on December 10, 2020. A homeowners association, HOA, recently told a family in Raleigh, North Carolina, to remove a cross from their home's outdoor Christmas display. James Fison and his wife have lived in their community for 5 years. This Christmas, they put up a 6-foot cross in their yard, ABC 13 reported. However, the HOA later sent them a letter saying it was not considered a Christmas decoration, but was for Easter or Passover. Failure to cure the violation prior to the next inspection may result in the scheduling of a due process hearing and the potential assessment of fines of up to $100 per day, per violation, the letter read. In a Facebook post on December 3, Fison wrote, "So the cross is not representative of Christmas, but a snowman is? We don't celebrate Christmas because of Santa or a snowman." When his family questioned the violation, the HOA asked for scripture references that connected the cross to Christmas. "The board believes that the Bible is very clear on the distinction between these two major events in Christ's life on earth. The cross is appropriate for display during the Easter season, but not as a decoration during the Christmas season. Unless biblical references can be provided noting the cross as a symbol of the Christmas season for the board to reconsider, the cross is not considered to be a Christmas decoration." Fison later provided the Bible verses, writing, "Look at this response. What about Luke 2:11, Isaiah 9:6-7, John 18:37, Philippians 2:5-8 on social media?" When ABC 13 contacted the HOA about the issue, the organization said the cross was allowed to remain, but the case was under review. In a Facebook post on Tuesday, Fison wrote, "It was nobody but God. The cross in Christmas wins." Facebook users expressed their joy at the news and praised Fison for not backing down. "Thank you so much for standing up for Christ. You are a blessing and a great example of a Christian. God bless you and your family," one person commented. "Amen, stand for the truth and in what you believe," another said.